What if the person you think you are isn't really you at all? What if every automatic reaction, every familiar pattern, every choice that feels like second nature is actually someone else's script running in your mind? This isn't some abstract philosophical puzzle. It's the daily reality for most of us. We're living on autopilot, guided by invisible programming installed decades ago, often before we could even speak. The collection of beliefs, behaviors, and coping mechanisms we absorbed as children becomes our habit self, a biological imprint etched into our nervous system that dictates how we respond to everything from criticism at work to intimacy in relationships. A child with an emotionally volatile parent learns to become hypervigilant, constantly scanning others' moods like a radar system. Another, with distant caregivers, learns to bury their needs so deep they forget they exist. These adaptations helped us survive childhood, but they're now running our adult lives without permission. The revolutionary insight here isn't just recognizing these patterns, it's understanding that consciousness itself is the key to freedom. We're not the voice chattering in our heads, we're the awareness observing those thoughts. This distinction changes everything. Trauma embeds itself in your body, not just your mind. The vagus nerve connects your brain to your organs, signaling safety once danger passes, but often remains stuck in survival mode. This chronic dysregulation is biology, not weakness. Your nervous system unconsciously assesses threats through neuroception, triggering stress responses. Fight or flight mobilizes you, freeze immobilizes you, fawn compels people-pleasing. Simple practices restore safety, self-soothing touch, bilateral stimulation, sensory grounding, but first, you must reconnect with a body many abandon due to stress or shame. Childhood shaped how you treat yourself today. Loving care taught worthiness, neglect taught the opposite. Beyond direct comments, you absorbed cultural messages about whose bodies matter. These subconscious beliefs now dictate your relationship with physical needs and self-worth. Your subconscious mind holds countless stories about who you are, most written before you could read. As children, we personalized everything. A busy parent became proof we're unworthy. A critical comment became evidence we're fundamentally bad. Through neuroplasticity, these interpretations became cemented neural networks running on autopilot. This is your ego, the collection of inherited beliefs filtering every experience to confirm what you already think is true. If you believe you're unworthy, you'll interpret a partner's silence as rejection, even when the connection feels strong. Buried within this conditioning is your inner child, carrying unmet needs and unhealed wounds that continue influencing behavior from the shadows. Common patterns emerge. The caretaker gains identity through self-neglect. The overachiever seeks validation through endless success. The yes person serves everyone except themselves. Your shadow self contains parts denied or repressed based on childhood messages about acceptability, not just negative traits, but positive qualities like creativity, dismissed as impractical. When unconscious of these shadow parts, we project them onto others, judging them for qualities we've disowned in ourselves. Emotions are physiological events, evolutionary signals manifesting as changes in heart rate, breathing, muscle tension, and hormone levels. While emotions are these bodily reactions, feelings are your conscious experience of them. Research using heat maps reveals distinct patterns. Anger activates the upper body and arms. Sadness concentrates in the chest. Fear lights up the upper body, except arms. Joy activates everything. Many of us disconnect from these signals based on childhood experiences. When parents were attuned to our emotions, we felt safe experiencing our full emotional range. Without that attunement, we learned to shut down certain feelings. As adults, we cope using childhood strategies: avoidance, repression, intellectualization, projection, dissociation, substance use, people-pleasing. When we actually allow ourselves to feel feelings instead of managing them, we're less likely to act out or seek distractions. This begins with witnessing feelings without judgment, shifting language from "I am sad" to "a part of me feels sad," acknowledging that we are not our emotions, but the being experiencing them. You can become addicted to your own stress hormones. When your nervous system stays stuck in stress responses, cortisol and adrenaline create powerful biochemical reactions your body begins to crave. Those with attachment trauma often unconsciously seek drama, unpredictable relationships, or constant crisis. Without stimulation, they feel bored, drawn to conflict, adrenaline-filled entertainment, or constantly checking social media. The cycle operates as a closed loop. Your nervous system perceives threats, you soothe reactivity unhealthily, then experience shame and self-betrayal. Breaking this requires rewiring your nervous system through consistent practice. Your vagus nerve, the body's master regulator, transitions you between stress and calm. You can influence it through glimmers or safety signals, sunlight on skin, rustling leaves, vanilla scents, soft blankets, rhythmic breathing, synchronized walking with someone you trust. Building resilience means gently stressing your nervous system, then helping it return to safety, widening your window of tolerance. Simple practices like brief cold showers while self-soothing, holding challenging stretches while breathing calmly, or revealing vulnerabilities in safe relationships teach your body to handle discomfort. Regular practice creates new neural pathways supporting healthier stress responses. Everyone is born connected to their authentic self, that wise, compassionate essence some call soul or spirit. Conditioning gradually drowns out this voice as we adapt to seek external validation, leading to burnout and wondering whose life you're actually living. Your authentic self emerges during flow states, moments of full immersion when you lose track of time, experiencing reality as it is, and open to mysteries that elicit awe. It guides you through intuition, not as words, but as bodily sensations, gut feelings, heart whispers. Most people miss these signals because attention stays consumed by thinking rather than the body's messages. To hear your authentic self, create space to listen without endless distractions. Shift attention from thinking mind to physical body to reconnect with intuition residing in your heart space. Your heart constantly emits energetic signals and communicates with your brain, influencing mental, emotional, and physical health. We all have authentic soul gifts, natural talents like making others laugh or having patience with children that emerge when we're aligned with mind, body, and soul. Interdependent relationships balance self-expression with respecting others' autonomy through healthy boundaries, authentic communication, and self-worth independent of external validation. Physical touch activates the parasympathetic system and releases oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin, though responses vary based on personal history. Boundaries underpin all relationships, including with yourself. Flexible boundaries mean knowing your values and communicating needs, distinct from rigid boundaries that isolate or loose boundaries that enable oversharing. Your thoughts and feelings generate an energy field affecting yourself and others. When mind, heart, and body align in coherence, you naturally become more compassionate and cooperative. Many resist uncertainty, seeking definitive answers despite discomfort. Yet embracing mystery through small daily experiments, changing routines, exploring new paths, connecting with strangers, builds comfort with the unknown. When connected to your authentic self, you feel intrinsically linked to something greater. Small daily promises create internal grounding that helps you rediscover your authentic self, your greatest gift to unwrap each day.